In the Senate Armed Services Committee, Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan has been a consistent voice warning about the Russian threat, particularly when it comes to Russia's military buildup in the Arctic. But at a hearing on cyber hacking today, Sullivan focused on hacking by other countries and didn't discuss Russia at all. APRN's Liz Ruskin reports.
Before we begin, I want to welcome all our members.
The subject of the hearing was foreign cyber threats. Senate Armed Services Committee Chairman John McCain made Russia and its pre-election hack the focus.
There's no escaping the fact that this committee meets today for the first time in this new Congress in the aftermath of an unprecedented attack on our democracy.
For the Arizona Republican and other senators, this was a chance to push back at President-elect Donald Trump. Trump has publicly scorned the U.S. intelligence agencies for concluding, as they have, that Russia hacked American email systems to interfere with the presidential election. Senator Lindsey Graham, a South Carolina Republican, says Trump should reconsider his disparagement of the intelligence agencies and hit Russia hard for what it did.
So I want to let the president-elect know that it's okay to challenge the intel. You're absolutely right to want to do so. But what I don't want you to do is undermine those who are serving our nation in this arena until you're absolutely sure they need to be undermined. And I think they need to be uplifted, not undermined.
When it was Senator Sullivan's turn to question the intelligence witnesses, he said nothing about Trump or Russia. Sullivan focused instead on the threat from North Korea, Iran, and China.
But I didn't hear any claim of a retaliation on a huge hack, a huge 22 million American federal military intel workers got hacked by the Chinese.
Sullivan's main point was that the U.S. hasn't responded forcefully enough to foreign computer breaches and has become, as he puts it, a cyber punching bag. Afterward, Sullivan said he had Russia questions, but by the time he spoke, most had been asked already. And Sullivan says the topic has been politicized.
You know, I think there were some people, I watched that there were some people who have been using the Russia hacking issue as a way to try to delegitimize the results of the November election. And what was clear today was that, you know, Donald Trump and Mike Pence won fair and square.
National Intelligence Director James Clapper testified that the intelligence community has no way to gauge whether Russia's hack influenced how Americans voted. Sullivan says it's important to look at what Russia is doing, but he, like McCain, says he doesn't see evidence that hacking determined the election outcome. Sullivan, though, says he doesn't dispute the intelligence chief's conclusions that the hacks came from Russia and were an attempt to interfere with the U.S. election.
No, I mean, you watched the hearing today, right? They were quite definitive on that. And they're the experts, and I don't have a reason to doubt that.
Whether Trump is still skeptical of the agencies is hard to say. A few hours before the hearing, he said in a tweet that he's a big fan of intelligence. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.